So social distancing and online learning have had a huge impact on our students' psychological well-being. If you think about it, everything has changed so drastically in under a year. So our students used to take face-to-face lectures for granted, but now it's become almost a privilege to be able to attend an in-person lecture. The students at the School of Clinical Medicine, where I work, have indicated that they definitely feel like they are lonelier than they were before, and also feeling socially isolated, and it's definitely affecting our student population. So the trouble is that we're social animals, and we are innately programmed to use these very subtle social cues to guide our interactions. We're not even conscious of this. So, we tend to look at people's smiles or frowns or subtle facial cues to tell us if they like us or not, or if they're listening to us or not. So now a large part of our face is actually covered by the masks, which of course are important to wear, but we lose a huge source of our non-verbal information this way. Sometimes I can't even identify people with their masks on. So, add that to social distancing, which is obviously important that we should adhere to. We're not touching people as much as we used to. We're not even standing close to people anymore. And if you think back to what it was like about a year ago, people would be holding hands, people would be hugging hello, shaking hands. And now we lead these sort of sterile lives, sitting far from each other in the venues, or even, more isolated, attending lectures online or virtually, so being in front of our screens instead of around other people. We miss out on these micro interactions that we used to have, greeting someone in the passage, quickly going for a coffee before the next lecture, popping in to see a lecturer in person. So we've definitely experienced more loneliness and the feeling of being sort of detached from other people. Signs that loneliness might be turning into something a bit more serious could be if you get feedback from people that know you well and they start saying that they've noticed that you've changed, or if you start feeling lonelier more often than you used to. Of course, feeling lonely now and again is normal. We all feel a bit excluded from our friends or certain groups at times. But if we also start avoiding opportunities to interact with other people, if we reduce our interaction with our support structure, these are significant warning signs. We often don't even notice that we're slipping down the sort of decline. But the people around us tend to. So just pay attention if the people who know you well say to you, "You know what, you don't laugh anymore," or "You seem more irritable than normal," or just less enthusiastic. If you notice changes in your sleeping patterns, changes in your weight and your appetite, changes in energy levels and mood, these are always important to take note of, and they can be signs of depression creeping in. So it's always a good idea to first have a stop at your GP or at your local clinic and just make sure that there's no physiological cause, and then to take it on to counseling or therapy, when necessary. So, what can we do to feel more connected is we absolutely do need to stay committed to social distancing. That is for sure. We have to protect the vulnerable people in our communities. But this does mean that we have to stretch and really get creative in ensuring that we do get our required dose of social interaction. So, opportunities to interact with classmates, even if it is online, if there are live lectures to attend those, add your voice to an online discussion, And research is showing us now that just having your video on, just your camera on, being able to see other people makes you feel more connected. So, I mean, none of us like it because you like to sit there in your pajamas. Even if you leave your mic off, it is helpful to see other faces though. So, lecturers have had to stretch a great deal. I mean, I got my first cell phone when I was 20. So, students are having to be very kind to us and humoring us with technology. And students also need to be patient with their lecturers. You know, we are learning new skills very quickly. But then we also need to be creative about using the online platform because it is the safest at this point. For example, I know of a good couple of students who have virtual study groups. So they sit in an area where they have uncapped Wi-Fi and they will actually stay online with each other on a video call while they study for a couple of hours at a time. When there are online events or activities, you know, try to participate. Make an effort to attend spiritual gatherings, that are, even if they're online. Take part in online exercise classes or meditation groups. Virtually everything has moved onto an online platform now. So there really are lots of opportunities, but you do have to reach out and sort of make the effort to connect yourself. Within your inner circle, the people that you live with, the people that you have close interaction with, it's really important to make use of this network as well to get your daily touch, which is very important to our well-being. So get your hugs and, you know, be affectionate with your home family as well. There are many ways for us to get what we need without exposing ourselves or others. Something that's quite interesting, and it's one of the positive outcomes of the pandemic, has been that we have so many students who have adopted cats and dogs. So I suspect it is mainly for that sort of touch, you know, to have this little body that you can snuggle with. And of course, it's hugely beneficial for the animals as well. Our schedules are much more flexible, particularly the students. A lot of students make use of this and they're able to have part-time jobs, or they are actually participating a lot more in outdoor activities than they used to. So instead of going to a club, they might actually be going for an evening jog out in nature. I've also noticed that there's a lot more gratitude and altruism amongst our students since the pandemic started. And I'm really proud of them for that. For example, blood donation, volunteering, students are really getting involved in helping other students and also helping the community. Sometimes it's something as small as just giving someone your old textbook because they can't afford one. Sometimes it's getting involved with a large campaign. But it's interesting for me that it looks like we maybe needed a plague, you know, to get us to realize how much we actually have and to open our eyes to the needs of those around us. So I just hope we don't forget the lesson once COVID-19 is a bad memory.